Welcome to the Eddie Hyde Podcast. I am your host and teacher, Eddie Hyde, and I'm so glad you joined me today as we continue our exciting journey through the book of Acts, the history of early Christianity, from which we can derive so much inspiration, information, and guidance for the church today. One thing I just believe that the modern church needs, maybe more than anything else that we can derive from the church in the book of Acts, is their absolute dependence on the Holy Spirit, on that promised baptism in the Holy Spirit. And it's not for salvation. It's not what saves us. It's what empowers us. There's a work of the Holy Spirit in the new birth, in regeneration. There's a work of the Holy Spirit, no question about it. And we are made ready for heaven. But the baptism in the Holy Spirit makes us ready for ministry and for witness here on this earth. Oh, you don't need this empowerment of the Spirit to go to heaven, because it's not for the purpose of taking you to heaven. It's for the purpose of making you useful and effective here while you are on earth. You shall receive power, Jesus said, after the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. And let me just diverge a little bit here and say, yes, when the Holy Spirit comes, it produces joy. There can be manifestations. There can be all kinds of things happen. But the purpose of the Holy Spirit coming, those things, those feel-good feelings, those goosebumps, the laughter, the joy, those things, those are byproducts. They're not the reason he has come. He has come to empower us to go forth and be his witnesses. And I have seen this happen in revivals, genuine outpourings of the Holy Spirit. And they get the leadership, even and the people, and because of the leadership, the people get the idea that this is happening just to make them feel good and to just give them a happy and joyful time, that's what it's all about. No. That is a side benefit. That is a byproduct. The reason he has come is to empower us to be useful and effective witnesses for him, from where we are to the ends of the earth. Hallelujah. Now, on the day of Pentecost, they apparently spilled out of the upper room, continuing to praise God in other tongues, and all these foreigners were there and hearing them, and it brought a great multitude together, and they wonder, what is going on? What is this? And at this point, Peter gets up and he preaches a sermon to them. And he ties what is happening to the Old Testament. We should always tie our experiences to Scripture. If our experience cannot be validated by Scripture, then we probably need to disown that experience. Peter validated what was happening on the day of Pentecost with Scripture. And when the crowd went, what is this? What is going on? Are these people drunk with new wine? They were, you know, making a joke. They were ridiculing, but ridiculing with a joke. And Peter said, no, these are not drunk as you suppose. This is only the third hour of the day, 9 o'clock in the morning. He said, but this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. And then he quotes what Joel said. Acts 2:17, and it shall come to pass in the last day, says God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. And then he goes on in preaching this sermon. And then I want to point out what he says further down in Acts 2, verse 38. He says, then Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children, and to all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call. Okay, the promise. What? The promise of the Father. The promise of this baptism in the Holy Spirit. He said, the promise is to you, and to your children, and to all who are far off, Now, we are afar off, not only in time, but geographically we are afar off. Peter said the promise is to everyone, who is afar, even those who are afar off, that this promised gift of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And but I was reminded of something I want to share with you, another personal testimony. But before I go there, let me say again, Acts 2:38-39 is a clear statement that what happened on the day of Pentecost was not just for those who were there on the day of Pentecost. Yeah, that was a unique event, the beginning, but it was the beginning of God pouring out His Spirit to empower His people to be His witnesses. And we still need it today. Let me say again, get my book, 2,000 Years of Charismatic Christianity, because it documents the outpouring of the Holy Spirit all down through the centuries to the present time. So many lessons there. And if you want to teach it as a course or you want to study it in a systematic way, get the study guide that I have produced from teaching it in many different places. It's called Revival History. It also has the words 2,000 Years of Charismatic Christianity on it. And it is a 20-lesson manual and study guide. And so the promise, I'm going to say it again, the promise is to you, Acts 2:39, the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are far off, as many as our Lord God will call. Now, let me tell you, and I'll close this out. Acts 2:38. Then Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. In the early days of our ministry in St. John, New Brunswick, Canada, my brother-in-law came to the Lord in a very powerful way, and he was coming to our meetings and hearing me speak about the baptism of the Holy Spirit and so on. And one day, on his own, he read this verse where Peter said, repent and let everyone be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. He's obviously talking about water baptism. He says, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So Peter came to me one day, and he pointed out this scripture. He wanted to know if I had ever read that. And I almost felt insulted. Of course I have read that. And so he said, when I get baptized, that's when I'm going to be filled with the Holy Spirit. My first response was to show him places, like we talked about a couple days ago, about Peter preaching to the household of Cornelius. The Holy Spirit fell on them before they were baptized. And then, after the Holy Spirit fell on them and they heard them speaking with tongues and magnifying God, then they baptized them in water. And so, but here in this one, Peter said, repent and let everyone be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. You receive the Holy Spirit. So my brother-in-law, Peter said, when I'm baptized in water, that's when I'm going to receive the Holy Spirit. I started to explain to him that that may not be how it would happen, because there's examples in Scripture where it didn't happen exactly that way, but all of a sudden I heard the Holy Spirit check me and say, leave it alone. That is His simple childlike faith speaking. Wow. Leave it alone. That's His simple childlike faith speaking. So I left it alone. And several months went by. I never brought it up. He didn't bring it up. But one day, he's a young single fellow in his 20s. He plans his own baptism, and it so happened it was November in Canada. It was cold. I used to have a picture. He got probably 12, 15 of his friends, and I used to have a picture of us going down to the Kennebecasis River, big coats on. And so we go, and we wade, Peter and I wade out into the water. Oh, it is so cold, especially for this Texas boy. Man, it is cold. It is painful. I can't wait to get out of there. But I say what I'm going to say. I say something like, Peter, do you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Yes, I do. Okay, then based on your confession of faith as Jesus Christ, as your Lord and Savior, in the name of Jesus Christ, the head of the church, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And I put him down all the way under in that cold water. And when he came up speaking in other tongues. Wow, his simple faith. You know, sometimes our theology may not be perfect, but God responds to our sincere, childlike faith. And never destroy someone's simple childlike faith just because they don't have all of the niceties, doctrinal, theological, everything together. If they're sincerely reaching out to God, respond to that. And that's what God did with Peter. He came up speaking in other tongues. Lord, I pray for somebody today that you will pour out your Holy Spirit now, even as they're listening to this episode. I pray that somebody will break forth praising you in other tongues right now, interceding, worshiping, and praising you in other tongues, and that they will move into a whole new dimension of prayer, praying in the Holy Spirit, as we read about in Romans and in Jude. Jude said, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Oh God, let those rivers of living water flow today, I pray, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. If we can be a blessing to you in any way, let us know. And I'll look forward to seeing you next time.